I want to talk to you about a lot of things, but I want to start with the events in Israel and by extension in Iran over the weekend. And I want to explore your thoughts on the arguments that some have made about the moral equivalency between the Israeli attack on and destruction of and murdering the people inside of the consulate in Damascus and the very limited, measured, military-targeted response of the Iranians. But before I ask you that question, I'm going to play a clip from a person I know you admire, speaking in a way that he typically does on the floor of the House of Commons.
Mr. Speaker, I knew your father well for a very long time. He was a fine man, and I am sincerely sorry for your loss. There was not one single word in the Prime Minister's statement of condemnation of the Israeli destruction of the Iranian consulate in Damascus, which is the proximate reason for the event everyone is here in concert condemning. He was not even asked to do so by the front bench opposite. Kay Burley is the only person so far to demand that of a government minister. We have no treaty with Israel, at least not one that Parliament has been shown. And the Iranians are not likely to listen to him. When Britain occupied Iran, looted its wealth, and overthrew its one democratic socialist government in my own lifetime.
Well, Mr. Speaker, whatever may have happened a few weeks ago, it is absolutely no justification for launching more than 300 drones and missiles from one sovereign state towards Israel. It's as simple as that. And in the Honourable Gentleman's question, not once did he condemn that action, or indeed the actions of Hamas in the region. There is no equivalence between these things whatsoever, and to suggest otherwise is simply wrong.
You have to smile from ear to ear whenever you hear him. And I got to tell you, I didn't recognize him at first without that hat on that he always wears. But I'll let you take it from there. We also have David Cameron, which will raise your blood pressure, making a similar argument to the Prime Minister. But go ahead, please, Anya.
Just a side note on George. One of the greatest privileges of my professional career was that when I had a show on RT, I actually had a daily chat with George because he can talk about anything and everything, and he does it so eloquently, but he can't just talk. He really knows the world. He's gone around the world. He's met people. He's seen the reality in places like Palestine and the Middle East himself, and he knows people in those governments. He gets how the world works. And what I notice about that clip is that he's actually speaking like a representative of the British people. He's befuddled as to why the government in London have not denounced what was a clear violation of international law, the strike on the Iranian consulate building in Damascus, and pretty much asking why it is that the representatives of the British people are not standing up for this so-called rules-based international order that they love to speak of, just as our representatives, so-called representatives in Washington do. It's completely revealed their hypocrisy. And the way Prime Minister Sunak responds with such flippancy and kind of like as if he's an annoyed child really shows, I believe, how stressed the establishment in London and Washington are right now and being exposed by Israel's behavior. They have to constantly get out there and defend the actions of this genocidal parasite regime. And the public can see it with their own eyes that they're lying and repeating talking points that just don't work anymore. And so when someone like George Galloway is able to stand up in Parliament and put it to their face, they have no response. It really makes me wish that not only did we have someone like George Galloway in the U.S. Congress, but that we had, I mean, and I'm not a big fan of the British system, but I do think question time and forcing the leader of the country to answer to the representatives before everyone is actually, it's a pretty cool thing to watch. And I don't think Biden would get through 5 minutes of it here.
No, no, not at all. Not at all. Nor would Mike Johnson or Mitch McConnell.